You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Fake. Now it's going to haunt me, damn it. So she's all pissed off at like these Ancestry, you know, .com, any company that does DNA tests. It is crazy how many women are just riding out the clock, right? Because they don't want, they're like, okay, every Christmas comes around, they're like, just don't get us anything DNA. Yes. Do not get us any DNA tests. I don't care about my family lineage because this will expose the fact that I cheated on my husband. and or he's been raising a baby that's not his. So this woman, she goes, a silly mistake? Really? Should I have to pay for this? Should it really come back to haunt me? This woman, she's 53 years old, right? And she's been married for 30 years, which she calls a lovely man who's 54. They have four grown-up children and two grandchildren. But I have just discovered my oldest daughter, 28, is not my husband's child. All this has come about because she and her 26-year-old sister have both become interested in the family tree. Yeah. Our daughters, they were planning like this big trip and stuff, and they're like, we should find out about our ancestors. The two girls are just inseparable. They're like best friends. And so they got, yep, each one bought a DNA test for each other for a gift. And then they figured out, they're like, it's weird, Mom, because it says we're half-sisters. How's that possible? This doesn't make sense. And so, yeah, so mom's like, shh. So mom's trying to get the daughters to be into cahoots, right, to not tell. But the one daughter, it's like, hey, you've been lying to me, dumbass, saying this is my dad. It's not my dad. I want to find out who my dad is, right? Because she's like, I'm 28 years old. I don't know who my dad is.
Right, yeah.
And she's like, yeah, but don't tell this other guy. Don't tell not dad that you're not his, because that's going to cause a problem. Oh, so now the mom, she's trying to get the kids to scheme so that dad doesn't find out, so he doesn't feel like a big dumbass. Because the woman's still married, and she knows her husband will divorce. That was my question. All right, if you've been married for 30 years, you find out, and you got like four kids, you got two grandkids, and then after 30 years of marriage, you find out that your oldest kid isn't yours because your wife had an affair, right? She had a couple one-night stands, got drunk, had some one-night stands, raw-dogged it a couple times, and then got pregnant. But you raised this kid as yours for 28 years, thinking it's yours. Mm-hmm. What do? Do you stay with the woman? Or, I mean, what do you do at that point? You have to feel like such a dumbass. Would you do? 1-855-FU-BILLY. Do you stay with her? Do you just go, well, whatever, it was a whoopsie. I raised the kid, you know, it's mine, so I guess it'll be mine. Why not?
No, you already paid for it.
Yeah, you don't know any different.
All right, but now you do know different. You know it's not your kid.
Yeah, but you had all those memories.
You know that your wife cheated. Every Christmas has been a lie. Every birthday's been a lie. Right? Every Father's Day, you know? All that's been a lie. And your wife was in on it. She, for 30 years, right? Or 28 years, because the kid's 28. For that long, you know, add the 9 months. So 28 plus the 9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's this big lie for that long. How scary is that a woman can hold a lie like that long?
No, I think there's statute of limitations on it.
Gosh. All right, Cody, come on. You're a dude, right? You're a man.
Yeah.
All right. What would you do? Think about this, Cody. You raise a kid that's not yours for 28 years, and your woman has been lied to you about an affair. Do you stay with her?
No, I'd probably snap and hang her from the family tree.
Okay, you can't do that. Golly, sir. That is super frowned upon. Let's go to Brian. Yes, Brian in Delaware.
Yeah, so, you know, if I'm going to find out that my wife for an extended period of time cheated on me and, you know, mother to child. You know, at that point, I've raised the child as my own. I'm not going to disown that child, but there's probably going to be some severe consequences for my wife or soon-to-be ex-wife.
Yeah, so you would divorce her, right? I think you have to. I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, just from the principle of it, I mean, you could have just come out and told me.
Yeah, but think about the scariest part of the story. Yeah, you're raising the kid. You're spending all that money on, you know, probably put him through college. It's not even your kid. Is the fact that this woman held that lie that long and just went about her day like, I mean, that's a crime, right? She's walking around. There's, you know, obviously murder's much worse, but I mean, this has got to be a cousin of murder, right? Making a guy raise a kid that's not his, it's at least maybe a second cousin to murder.
You calling that a felony?
Yes.
Yeah, let the wife suffer, not the kid. The kid had no part in it.
Yeah.
Sam, what would you do, Sam?
Yeah, the exact same thing as the last guy, but man, I mean, the kid had no fault in that. So, yeah, I'd definitely raise the kid and definitely divorce the wife, man.
So you would, even after you've been together, you've been with her 30 years, you didn't find out she cheated until like 30 years after you've been married. Would you divorce her after 30 years?
Yeah, more than likely, man. What's the point of sticking around with somebody like that, you know?
No doubt. All right, thank you, sir. Let's go to Anton. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I know. I was just listening to radio, and I heard the story, and, I was just thinking, it really depends on when exactly did the cheating happen.
She cheated 2 years into the marriage. She cheated 2 years.
2 years into the marriage.
And then held that lie, dude, for 28 years.
Yeah.
28 years.
Wow. Yeah,
just walking around like it didn't even bother.
With that extra knowledge.
Like it's always bizarre when you see somebody that murdered somebody like 30 years ago and they just went on, they went to college and they just went on with their life and they got grandkids now. And it was like they didn't even murder somebody.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Right?
Yeah, you move on.
Move on.
I mean, at the end of the day, is it worth ruining the whole family over?
Yes.
I don't know if I would.
So
maybe just get even.
Get it even?
Yeah,
okay.
But at his advanced age, it's not going to be as easy.
Yeah, it's not going to be as even.
Yeah. It's not the same.
Oh, man. You know, that's the problem. Because, you know, no offense, Anton, but that's what a lot of dudes, you know, do be like, well, oh, well, she got me. She got me. Oh, well, not worth breaking up the whole family. It's so worth it.
No, I mean, it was
especially with social media
ago.
Now. You blast it all over the place that she was a cheater.
Yeah, break up the family.
You can't slut shame anymore.
Yeah, it's a fact. It's a fact. That's not
slut
shaming.
Slut shamings are facts.
That's a fact.
You just can't say them.
What's up, the Dragon Master? What's up,
Dragon
Master?
Dragon Master. Am I on?
You are on, sir. What would you do?
Am I on?
You're live on the radio right now.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm telling you, this happened to my brother.
Ah.
I mean, it's called the ultimate betrayal, man. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
The ultimate betrayal. I mean, you're talking about family man, good guy. Hard work, working every day. Then after about 20 years, he found out because I guess the daughter went to the hospital and they found out because of the blood work.
Oh, my God.
And they said, hey, man, you really can't be the dad because of the blood work or something.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when it came out, man.
Then it came out that she was
a
cheater.
He didn't hold back. He didn't hold back, man. He went crazy. Like, he broke some stuff, you know.
Oh, he had to break
windows.
He broke some windows, I would imagine.
It's always fun.
But you know what? He got it out. He got it out.
Okay, did he stay with her?
He didn't go and say, oh, huh?
Did he stay with her?
Did he divorce her?
Yes, please.
No, he divorced her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Good move.
There's
but he
some
broke,
good
you know,
men
he broke
out there.
He broke some stuff.
Yeah, you got to break some stuff,
yeah,
I'm sure.
That's
hopefully her
part.
Stuff.
No, he probably broke his own stuff because that's what dumbass dudes do.
We're not smart.
We break our own stuff. Let's go to Tim in Bakersfield, California. What's up, Tim? All right, so this dude, after 30 years of marriage, finds out. Well, he's going to find out. She hasn't told him yet. She's trying to get the kids in cahoots so the kids don't, you know, spill the secret and destroy the family. So this mom's trying to keep the kids from telling. But, Tim, what would you do? Would you divorce the woman if you found out that you raised a kid for 28 years that wasn't yours?
Well, I would, but this happened to a buddy of mine. But his dad was the one that cheated. And when the two boys confronted him saying, we know that we're brothers, 30 years later, he shot himself.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? So, I mean, it could be worse, man. Some people just deal with it the way they see fit.
So he shot himself because he was living with the guilt. He just finally shot himself?
Yeah. And he wasn't even married to the half-brother's mom anymore. He was just married to some other random chick.
Okay. Well, not a random girl. It was his wife.
I
got what you're saying, but dang, why'd he take...
But yeah, he just ate one when he got discovered.
Oh, goodness. All right. Wow. You know when he says it, he just ate one. You just ate a bullet. I mean, you don't actually eat the bullet. Yeah. You know? I mean, that... Wow. Nick, what would you do?
Hey, what's up, fellas? A long-time listener calling from Palm Springs. Honestly, man, anybody can be a dad, but really it takes a real man to be a father. I mean, that guy did it for 28 years. It doesn't matter at this point.
He can still be the father to that girl, but we're talking about, would you stay with a woman that was so deceitful that...
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody makes a mistake. You know, everybody makes mistakes. That was so long ago. It shouldn't matter at this point.
Man,
if you love that woman, if you love that woman as your wife, and that's your daughter, that's who that is. It's end all be all. That's your daughter.
Wow, you're something. You're something because I couldn't do that, Sue. I could not do that.
I'm a loyal man.
You are a very loyal man.
But she wasn't loyal to you.
Yes, you don't owe her any loyalty.
That was in the beginning. You know, when me and my wife were dating 15 years ago, she cheated on me while we were dating. Never got pregnant though. But, you know, we got four beautiful kids together, 15 years of marriage. I'm not going to call it quits over one little mistake. I raised the kid. If it was my situation, I raised the kid as my own. It's my kid.
Man, that's awesome. It's awesome for you. I don't know what to say because I wouldn't do that. I would divorce. I would be in court immediately. But I would also, I would get a personal injury lawyer, too.
It's not so much.
I would have so many lawyers. Because to me, that's a personal injury. That's... You've been personally injured by her lie. So I would get a personal injury attorney, right? And I have a story about, thank you, sir, man. We sure appreciate you listening, Nick. So, and what about that story, that woman that she's going back for back pay because she was a stay-at-home mom and the dude went to work. And so now she has gone to court. We're going to talk about this in about, I don't know, an hour. And she's going to get, the court ruled that she gets money, cash money, for the work that she did at home, like cleaning the house. And you're telling this guy, he shouldn't get that money back? He should be allowed to sue her. And there should be a go to Judge Judy or whatever and get your monies.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
File a countersuit, yeah.
Let's go to Drew. What's up, Drew? Yo, Drew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, buddy? What would you do?
For one thing, you know what? I wouldn't divorce, raising.
You would not get a divorce?
The dynamic. No, no divorce.
Man, dude's got to get together again. You know what I mean? We got to be a wolf pack, right? Because we got a couple of these stray sheep out there that are, you know, we gotta get you guys together, man. Don't fall for that lie. You're falling for the lie, like, oh, it's just a mistake. She cheated on you, raw dog.
You've been deceived.
You've been raising a kid, spending your hard-earned money. You've been going to work every day with this lie that it was your kid.
So what part is worse, though, the fact that she cheated or the fact that she was able to keep it alive for almost 30 years?
The fact that she could just walk around like she didn't do it.
So the cheating, you could get over?
No, never. Okay. Can't get over any of it.
They're equally as bad.
No, it's not that bad being alone. What's up, Saints?
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
So, I went to prison a while back. And before I went to prison, I had told my wife that we should get a divorce in case such occasion happens. And, well, I was in there for only 2 years. And then, I get a letter because my visits started not coming in anymore. My money stopped coming in. Letters stopped coming in. And, well, I already knew what had happened. So I get the letter and I read it and, you know, she said she's pregnant.
Oh.
So I get out of prison. She's picking me up from the walls. And
yeah, she asked me what we're going to do with the baby. I told her that it's her decision. It was her body. So we decided to keep it, or she decided to keep it. I told her all I could do was support her answers, her choices, because right. I mean, we all make mistakes.
Sure.
But.
Are you raising the child now?
No, we made it work for about a year, and yeah, she continued to lie and all kinds of stuff. I just couldn't do that anymore.
That's so what I'm saying. Like, if she just this one lie, she's like, it's just one mistake. No, you know, there's other. She's slipped up other times throughout that marriage.
Yeah. Oh. He went to jail. She's the real criminal, though.
Thank you, Saints.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.